In the day's other headlines, at least 125 people are dead and more than 300 are injured after a soccer match in Indonesia descended into violence last night. Unhappy fans stormed the field after the game, hurling bottles and other objects at players and officials. Police in riot gear shot tear gas into the crowd, causing tens of thousands of spectators to rush for a limited number of exits. Some people suffocated in the chaos. Others were trampled to death. The use of tear gas is banned by FIFA at all soccer venues, and Indonesia's president has ordered a full investigation. Polls have closed in Brazil as the world's fourth largest democracy votes for its next president. Voters will choose between the leftist former president Da Silva, known to people there as Lula, and the far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro's administration has been marred by his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the worst deforestation in the Amazon rainforest in years. Recent opinion polls have shown Da Silva with a substantial lead. And in Ukraine, an official says Russia attacked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown today using suicide drones. The strike, which leveled a school, comes just a day after Russian forces retreated from the city of Lyman, inside territory Russia illegally annexed on Friday. President Zelensky, in his nightly address, said that Russia's retreat shows the annexation was not the will of the people.
Russia has staged a farce in the Donbass. An absolute farce. Now a Ukrainian flag is there. During this week, there will be more Ukrainian flags in Donbass. There will be even more in a week.
Lyman is Russia's biggest battlefield loss since Ukraine's counteroffensive started weeks ago. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, with the midterms around the corner, we check in on two big races in Pennsylvania. And talking bread and heritage in the kitchen with award-winning baker Ryan Ford.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.